Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Andrew Sherman back on the show. More than 19 years he's been hanging out with us. He's an attorney, an intellectual property attorney, a partner, and the chair of the Washington, D.C. Corporate Department of Seyfarth Shaw, LLP. But more importantly, he's also a professor of MBA program at the University of Maryland, which I know he's very proud of that, and I'm proud of him for doing that. But he's the author of something under 100 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including his new edition, the fourth edition of Mergers and Acquisitions from A to Z. This is the Bible on this topic, as many of his books are. He's our good friend, Andrew Sherman. Welcome back.
Thanks to be here, and you should have been a lawyer, I think, with your generous use of the words "just under."
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I started to go to law school. I was actually signed up for the test, but I couldn't imagine working my way through law school the way I'd worked my way through college, and so I didn't take it. Anyway, hey Andrew, mergers and acquisitions. Now, this to small businesses. This doesn't always seem like a topic that's on their mind, but I remind them that more and more over the last 35 years, small businesses do business with big businesses. On the B2B world is huge, and our customers are in the middle of mergers and acquisitions. So that affects us, doesn't it?
Very much so. In fact, in the next couple of years, MassMutual predicts that over $40 trillion, that's trillion with
wow.
a T, of intergenerational wealth will transfer mostly among America's small business owners to either the next generation and or in connection with the sale of their businesses. So if you think about where we are as a country with demographics, we have aging baby boomers who are getting ready to exit or leave their small businesses in some way, and we have a generation below them that isn't interested in taking over those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you either close up the business, which many don't want to do, or sell it to your employees, which isn't always feasible, many of our country's small business owners and entrepreneurs will be selling their business at some point in the next 5 to 10 years. So getting ready for the process, understanding the process, understanding what makes you more valuable, understanding what would make you attractive to big companies. All of those things are very, very relevant. They're discussed in the book, and they're very relevant to today's show.
Are you seeing this as a trend where corporate America is absorbing smaller competitors, smaller stakeholders down market?
Yeah, absolutely. Because what's happened, remember, you know, when you pick up the Wall Street Journal or watch Bloomberg Business News, of course, they're going to be reporting the mega deals. And those are always interesting to watch. I mean, you know, today, GE to buy Alstom Energy for $3.1 billion, blah, 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 blah. And if you're watching as a small business owner, you're saying, hey, nobody's buying my business for $3.1 billion. But
right.
What you're not seeing in the headlines and why your show is, of course, so important is all the deals that they might be looking at that aren't $3.1 billion
right.
because they've got cash. We're in an era where there has never been in the history of mankind so much cash on the sidelines
right.
as there is today. And you know, and
the tax bill just put that on steroids.
Absolutely, because of the repatriation.
Yep.
I mean, Apple alone is bringing $250 billion back, Cisco, $80 billion back, all this cash being repatriated. Yeah, some of it's going to go to organic growth. Some of it's going to go to innovation. Some of it will go to dividends. But a lot of it's going to go to M&A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you're talking about cash can't sit idle indefinitely. Mm-hmm. We didn't invent currency for it to sit there. And it's got to be deployed. And many big companies are realizing that there's not a lot of other big companies they can buy. And to your point from a few minutes ago, they're going down market to America's midsize and smaller businesses.
Right.
And in many cases, small businesses have, you know, pieces of innovation or channels or local market
knowledge or other things. How about the acquisition
value
of key employees? That's a crisis right now. That could be, you know, that's a whole new thing. I've been talking about this crisis of qualified people thing for a long time, but this merger thing, this acquisition trend, could be the answer to that. And let's talk about that some more after this break, folks. More reasons why you need to be prepared. And Andrew's going to help us walk through some of the steps that you and I need to be working on to get our businesses ready for a call from one of our big customers. Quick break, ponytail. Andrew Sherman and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.